It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor? Hey neighbor, I'm glad we're together this new week. Mm-hmm. What do you think might be in this box? There's something in there that I borrowed. It's almost as tall as I am, isn't it? Big box. Fairly heavy. It's a costume. I'll put on the costume, and you can see what kind of a costume it's supposed to be. There are the pants. I borrowed this from the costume store. I wanted to put it on for you. Oh, boy. It's really big. Let's see here. Try this part. You know what kind of a costume it might be? Zip it up here. Boy, this part's big too. Look here. Wow. Try the belt. Comes clear down over my face. Oh, I guess you need to put this on first. This is the wig. This is a Santa Claus costume. Now it might fit. Still feels too big. Boy, this is so big on me. Makes me feel little. Who do we know who's big and could try this on and look better in it? I know somebody who works in a bakery. Do you think Chef Brockett might look good in this? Let's see if he'll try it. Chef Brockett. Well, there's one other part here I didn't show you. The beard. Can you tell that's Mr. Rogers under there? Can you? Well, it is. Call Chef Brockett to see if he'll try it on for us. Buenos dias, Senora Schenck. Como está usted? Well, fine. Is Chef Brockett there? Thank you. Mrs. Schenck. Hi, Dawn. It's Fred. I have a Santa suit here that's too big for me. I wondered if you'd try it on for me and my friend. Good. You're not too busy. Okay, we'll come over. Fine, thanks very much. Alrighty, bye. He says, sure, bring the suit over, he'll try it on. Alright, let's pack it up. Put this in. How do you suppose Chef Brockett will look in it? Come along, let's go to Chef Brockett's bakery.
Cherry, chocolate, and lemon. And we'll need some napkins and straws. And that's about it.
No, we need flowers.
Oh, flowers. Yes, I almost forgot. We wanted to have hanging baskets with flowers. Oh, begonias.
Yeah, this is
yes,
so good.
That would be perfect. All right, then. Graham, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hi, Graham. Sounds like you're decorating the bakery. Hanging flowers and so forth.
Well, not exactly the bakery.
What do you mean?
We're growing.
Growing? Mm-hmm.
We're having a soda shop.
You mean here?
Yeah. Right over there. Right
over there, you see?
Well, I don't see
ice cream
it.
Sundays? Well, it's not finished yet. We're just beginning to order things for it.
Oh, is Don here?
No, he's over there. Don, Fred's here.
Did he tell you what I was bringing?
No.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I brought it. It's over there.
Oh, good. But look.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Half gallon, old-fashioned. Cake roll.
I'm going to have my own soda fountain right here in the bakery.
Is that
works? Yeah. Well, it's only started. There's lots of work to do. And the painters are only getting started now. There's lots. Let's go in the bakery.
Yeah.
Hey. Yes. Would you do me a favor, Betty and Mrs. Schenck?
Yes.
Keep an eye on things because we're going to go in the back.
What is
it? Never mind. It's a surprise. Come on, Fred.
What is it?
Never mind.
You'll see.
You'll see.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I had no idea that you were planning such a thing as
yeah.
a soda shop.
This is one of the most exciting times for me.
Can I help you?
Yeah.
This was much too big for me. I tried it on.
Well, maybe it'll fit me better, but it's a beautiful suit.
Do you see this? See
how... Everything okay out there?
Yeah.
Good.
Are you ready yet?
No.
This bell will go around twice.
Don?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You keep him out there. You and Mrs. Schenck, show him some of the nice cakes, okay?
All right.
Hi, France.
Hi, Don.
Hello, France.
It's Fred.
Yes.
Yeah. Stay out there, France. I'll be right out.
It's a surprise.
I like surprises. Don?
Yeah. Okay, just a minute. Just look at some of the cakes. I'll be right there. Yeah, how do you like that one, huh?
I really like this one.
Yeah.
Oh, Santa Claus.
In Brockett's Bakery.
Well, you know, you really are like Santa Claus in a way because of all the wonderful things that you bake.
Well, I like to do nice things for people.
Do you know, I always used to be scared when I would see someone dressed up like Santa Claus.
Well, he's not a person you see every day.
And you know what? In my country, summertime, in the Christmas time,
yeah.
and you can ever think somebody can use this kind of suit in this kind of weather.
I know. Wow.
Much too warm.
And you can't see behind the beard sometimes.
No.
You can't even see a person's face.
Right, it makes you look different, doesn't it?
You know, there's some children who don't have Santa Claus in their lives at all.
Yeah, that's right. True.
Well, I'd like to give this Santa Claus a special present. Betty, would you help me? A song present.
Well, I like song presents.
Right. You see, when I was little, I was one of those people who used to worry about what Santa Claus thought about what I was doing. Good people sometimes think bad things. Good people dream bad dreams, don't you? Good people even say bad things, Once in a while we do. Good people sometimes wish bad things. Good people try bad things, don't you? Good people even do bad things. Once in a while we do.
Has anybody said you're good lately? Has anybody said you're nice? And have you wondered how they could lately? Wondered once or twice.
Did you forget that? Good people sometimes think bad things.
Good people try bad things, don't you?
Good people even do bad things. Once in a while we do. Good people sometimes do.
Thanks, France. That's one of my favorite kinds of presents.
I'm glad you liked it, Doc.
You know, that song means a lot because it's true.
It is.
Yeah.
Excuse me, everybody. I've got to go over and work a little bit more.
Good.
Thanks, Dave.
Very glad to hear about this sort of shop.
Yes, all right.
I have to go to my place now.
Are you going to your TV home?
Yeah.
I think I'll walk with you then.
Come along.
Bye-bye.
Can I keep this for a while?
Oh, sure. Borrow it as long as you like.
Bye-bye.
Come along. That Santa suit on before I took it over to Don's bakery. And it was huge on me. The pants came out like this and the hat was clear down to here.
Well, Don's got a bigger frame than you do.
Yeah, he really looked good in it.
But you know, there are some things that you could wear and look very nice in that wouldn't look very nice on him at all.
Yeah, that's good to think about. Want to come over?
No, I can't. I'm about to give a singing lesson. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye, friends.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Clemens is really busy with his singing school. That suit did look good on Chef Brockett, didn't it? Let's have some make-believe. What shall we make-believe? What about Santa in the neighborhood of make-believe? Have Santa Claus come there and talk with some of the different people there. Okay, you ready for some make-believe? All right, Charlie. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Well, the interesting thing was that they called and said he would be coming today.
Santa Claus in the neighborhood of make-believe?
Yes.
Why do you suppose he wants to come here?
Maybe he wants to live here.
Maybe he wants to talk to Uncle Friday.
Oh.
I'd better go and tell the others, don't you think so?
Oh, sure. Everybody will probably be very surprised.
I just can't believe it. Santa Claus here.
In the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, bye, Granny. Santa Claus here. Oh, a sign. O-U-T spells out, and that's what I am. Out. Lady Elaine. Out. Oh, there's Daniel. I'll go tell him.
Hi, Lady Evelyn.
Hi, Daniel. I've got some very special news for you.
Oh, there's peace in reality?
No. Santa Claus is coming to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
What's he gonna do to us?
Oh, well, I imagine it will be something good.
Oh, I try to be good, but I'm not always good. I think I'm afraid of Santa Claus. I wish he weren't coming here.
Oh, Daniel. I thought you'd be interested in seeing him.
Oh, he sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows if you've been bad or good. Oh, dear.
Daniel? Since he's coming, maybe you would want to talk to him about just that very thing.
I don't think I could talk to him about that.
Well, I think you could try. I want to go tell the others, Daniel.
Okay. But I'm going to call you if I get scared.
Oh, yes, you do that.
All right.
Bye-bye, Daniel. Ugga mugga.
Ugga mugga.
You can do it.
Do you ever feel that way about Santa Claus? I mean, I don't know whether I want to meet him or not. Santa Claus.
Excuse me.
Oh, you did come. I am Daniel Stripe a Tiger, and I'm not always good.
Well, I'm Santa Claus, and I'm not always good either.
You aren't?
Of course not. Good people aren't always good. They just try to be.
Oh, thank you for that truck you gave me.
You're welcome. I'm glad you liked it.
Maybe you forgot which one. I'll show it to you. I really like trucks. This is the one.
Oh, yes. I like this one, too. It's one of my favorites.
Do you want to play?
Well, I'll come back to play, Daniel. I need to see Mr. Pesciley. Can you tell me where his factory is?
Oh, sure, Mr. Pesciley. But before you go, Santa Claus, could you tell me something?
What is it, Daniel?
Do you think I should ask him? Can you see people when they're sleeping? And do you know when everybody's bad or good?
Of course not. Somebody made that up about me. I'm not a spy, and I can't see people when they're sleeping.
You can't?
Of course not. And I know that everybody's good sometimes and everybody's bad sometimes.
Oh, gee, Santa Claus, I like you.
I like you too, Daniel, and I'm glad you asked me that. Now, where's the factory?
Oh, well, you see that tree right over there?
Yes.
Well, Corny's factory is right behind that tree.
Uh-huh. Well, fine. See you, Daniel.
Oh, thanks, Santa Claus.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wait, Santa Claus.
Oh, I thought it was you.
I'm Santa Claus.
I'm Lady Averlin. Welcome to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Thank you. I've already had a discussion with a very tame tiger.
Oh. Did he ask you some important things?
He did.
I am so proud of him. Oh, Corny's factory is just over here. Follow me. Corny? Mr. Pesciley is a man who manufactures things. He might be in the basement. Corny? Corny?
It really is you.
I've come to talk with you. How do you do? I'm Santa Claus.
Did you come here to live?
No. I've come to talk with you about some of the things that I'd like to do for my gift.
Oh, you know what?
Yes.
You sound like Chef Rocket.
I do?
Yes. And, you look like Chef Brockett, too.
Well, Santa Claus can look like anybody and sound like anybody, and anybody can sound like Santa Claus. Or look like Santa Claus.
Well, it works both ways. It's nice, isn't it, Lady Everett?
Very nice, Corny.
Now, what were you saying you had come for?
Well, you see, Corny, I would like to get some rocking chairs, and I understand you manufacture the best rocking chairs.
Well, I'd be glad to show you what I have. He says I manufacture the best. Would you bring Santa Claus back to the storeroom, Lady Averlin?
Certainly, Corny.
Oh, excellent. Come
right
along.
This way.
Yes, right back here.
So Santa Claus can sound like anybody and can look like anybody. And anybody can sound like and look like Santa Claus. Do you like to pretend? When I was little, I used to dress up in all sorts of things and pretend that I was many different people. Yeah. Pretending you're a pilot or a princess. Pretending you're a doctor or a king. Pretending you're a mother or a father. By pretending you can be most anything you want to think about. By pretending you can try out many things. By pretending your own makeup play can be different every day. But it's your work, it's important, pretend. You can try out life by pretending. You can even say you're a baby today by pretending. Pretending. Oh, there were times when I felt like pretending that I was a baby, and other times that I felt like pretending I was a very old person, like Santa Claus. You know, there are some people in the world who don't know anything about Santa Claus. No, they don't think about him at all. They don't talk about him at all. But everybody in the world thinks about giving and accepting things. Sure, that's a way to say, I love you, giving something, accepting something. Somebody at the door. Why, it's Elsie Neal. Come in, Elsie.
How are you?
I'm glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you. Oh, Fred, I was over at Chef Brockett's bakery, and he showed me the handsome Santa Claus suit that you loaned to him. And I've been making beards, and I thought you'd like to learn how to make a beard out of paper, if you have some.
Oh, we have some paper. Paper beard.
Yes.
Good. Out in the kitchen, I have some paper.
All right.
Anything else you need besides paper?
Oh, we'll need some scissors.
Yep. Paper and scissors.
Yes.
Coming up. There's some paper.
Oh, this is perfect.
Thank you.
If
you have some paper, you could try this. Is it hard?
No, it isn't hard. You just fold down your top a little bit.
Just fold it down?
Yes, increase it. And fold the paper in half. You have that?
Mm-hmm. This thing's like that.
Good. Now fold it over one more time. It looks like this. See?
At the beard?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Now we're going to cut a line, a little line, up to the fold.
Oh, just up to there?
Just straight up to the fold.
Okay.
My scissors are a little tight.
Tight?
Yes.
Would you rather have these?
No, you work with those, but sometimes your tools aren't comfortable. But these are a little tighter than I usually wear them. And when you're working, sometimes it makes it easier if your tools are really comfortable.
Hmm.
You following me?
Yep.
Now cut lines all the way to the end of your paper.
This will be the fringe of the beard, I guess, huh?
That's right. Well, you're almost finished. When you finish yours, we'll open them up together.
All right. How's that?
That's perfect. Now let's open them up, and you have the fringe.
Okay.
Now you could wear it like that,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to curl it. So you take your scissors and close them up. That's it. And put your thumb on the top and the scissors underneath.
Like this?
Right, and you hold it and give it a little pull. It?
Hey, look at that. Curl. Or do you do it with all of them?
All of them. You can bunch two or three together. Is it working?
Yes. That'll be the curl in the beard.
Right.
I'm almost finished with mine.
You're a whiz.
Whoops. See, that's what happens when you pull it too hard.
Well, you could make a mustache out of that.
Great. I like that. I'll curl the other in.
How's that?
Good.
Also curly locks. Yeah. Like that.
There's so much you can do with paper, isn't there?
Oh, I love to work with paper.
Beard. A Neil-type beard. Very good. Thank you for that idea.
Oh, you're welcome.
What a present that is.
So I'll see you, Fred.
You have to go?
Yes, I have to go.
Take this with me. Gee, they're nice. May I keep yours, too?
Oh, you can keep mine.
Good.
I'll see you later, Fred.
Thanks again.
Okay, bye.
Whenever you have ideas like that, bring them by.
I'll be happy to.
Thank you. Well, more about that tomorrow. Great to have friends who share things like that with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. When we're not together, maybe you could make one of these yourself. Yeah. Pretend whatever you want to pretend, because it's your ideas that are important, sure. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I like you just the way you are, right now. See you tomorrow. Bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.